We'll have a short talk now, Christian values in the 21st century. The center of every Christmas celebration is the birth of a baby who would become a source of inspiration for humanity for thousands of years. For the last 2,000 years, the message of Jesus, message of hope and spirituality, has been guiding and inspiring people all over the world, not only those who belong to the Christian religious tradition, but also it was a source of inspiration to people who are outside the tradition of Christian religion. In fact, that's what the uniqueness of a spiritual teacher. You can hardly find any great spiritual teacher. For example, in a country which I am coming from, India, which is the land of Hinduism and Vedanta, even among the great householder devotees of Sri Ramakrishna, beginning with Keshav Chandra Sen or M. Mahendranath Gupta, who is the chronicler of the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, and innumerable others, they had a fascination, a kind of spiritual attraction for the personality of Jesus, which shows that Jesus, as a spiritual personality, transcends the socio-anthropological, the cultural, the historical context in which he was born, lived, and taught. And that, as I mentioned, is the test of a spiritual teacher. He becomes a voice without a form. He transcends the form. He transcends the country, or the society, or the culture, the traditions, or the customs into which he is born. So, today, for example, in this 21st century, when we are facing a lot of challenges, which actually have exposed us to many kinds of vulnerabilities, have made us understand our own helplessness in the face of a global pandemic, which were beyond our power. At least there is a limit to which there is a limit for our ability to control it. So it has exposed us to the helplessness. And this is true in the history of humanity. Every era, every century produces its own share of different manifestations of this helplessness and vulnerabilities. And in every age, you will find this message of Jesus, one way or other, presents a message of hope. There is something that transcends this world, and so there is a solution that transcends the problems of this world. As I mentioned just now, look at today's times, this climate change, this pandemic, and extreme competitions, new manifestations of mental weaknesses and vulnerabilities that you find in this complex modern industrial society. In the midst of all this, the relevance and meaningfulness and importance of spiritual message becomes all the more manifest. Jesus was a very simple person, if you look at Jesus' personality. And he lived in a very pastoral setting. Simple cloth, simple food, high philosophy, high thinking. That was the fundamental characteristics that defined Jesus Christ as a personality. In fact, the rustic rural simplicity of the historical context of Jesus, of the place where he was born, of the lifestyle of the people among whom he was born, is in sharp contrast to what we are facing today. Jesus gave us a message of austerity, self-chosen poverty, not poverty that is imposed upon us by destiny, but self-chosen poverty, which is called austerity, the ability to say no to certain things that we actually don't require, don't need. But then we have moved far away from those times and from those teachings also. And that perhaps that was the fate of all great teachers, not only of Jesus, but all the great founders of religious traditions. But in today's times, I think this aspect of Jesus' personality and his message, I mean the ability to say no to unnecessary things, that can have a great relevance and that can save us, save humanity from a calamity that we may be running towards in this 21st century. Exploitation of water, air, even the sky, that's what is happening, a weaponization of the sky and even outer space, water and air, earth, everything. Exploitation of earth and resources for human greed, weaponization of outer space for mutual destruction. All these are happening in this 21st century. In the midst of that, you find suddenly nature gives you a blow. And nature reminds you that you are actually not in charge of your own destiny. We may have acquired great things thanks to the blessings of science and technology. We can travel faster. We can enjoy greater luxury and wealth. We can communicate much more easily. All this we can do. But we cannot drive away a tiny, petty virus which can threaten humanity as a whole. We may be able to exert some restraint, some self-control, but we cannot eliminate that problem, which has exposed us to this terrible truth that we are actually not in charge of our own destiny. With all the power, with all the knowledge, with all the wealth that we have amassed, we are not in charge. We cannot pretend to be in charge. Suddenly something comes, maybe a tsunami or an earthquake, mighty fire or a pandemic. It can take different forms. Every age has reminded humanity of this subtle truth that we cannot really be in charge of our own destiny. There comes the relevance of the message of Jesus. But remember, to really understand, appreciate and make use of and be benefited by this message of Jesus, we have to look at him as a voice without a form. We should not define him through the medium of a form, of a historical context, of a culture or language, or food habits, or dress code, or an institution, or a marvelous, wonderful architectural marvel, a church or a temple. We cannot do that. We have to look at Jesus as something that transcends all this. These are all prison walls. They are necessary. Without a church, perhaps Europe could not have produced the good, marvelous musical tradition. It is the contribution of the great Christian ecclesiastical tradition, the great music, the great art, the great architecture, great literature, mysticism, all these things. But at the same time, Jesus, the universal, Jesus, the transcendental, Jesus as a voice without a form, speaks to us living this 21st century. And that Jesus transcends all these historical contexts, cultural contexts. And that's the message we have to live by the ancient message, by the ancient teaching, we should be able to say no to certain things that we don't really need, that we are not badly in need of. This self-denial, the practice of austerity, that's perhaps the greatest message, the greatest relevance of the message of Jesus to our times. The practice of self-imposed, self-chosen poverty, austerity. And that will help us to save our earth, our climate, our air, our water, our sky, and everything. In fact, this message comes from some of the great teachings of Jesus. His emphasis on poverty, chastity, simplicity, and again, living a life of humility and self-denial. All these teachings have inspired, have taught, have guided humanity for the last 2000 years. The 21st century needs that message again and again. For that, we have to look upon Jesus as a great universal spiritual icon. A spiritual message, a spiritual transcendental spiritual message that is a relevance for the whole humanity, if humanity has to survive in these modern times. It's not a message necessarily meant for a particular people who belong to a particular religious tradition. Jesus was admired by men like Gandhi, Aravindu, and Sri Ramakrishna as by any baptized Christians. Perhaps in a much more spiritual sense, perhaps that may be much more accurate to say. So that shows that the universal Jesus, the transcendental Jesus, which is a personality, which is an icon that goes beyond the historical anthropological context. That message has got a great relevance for 21st century, especially while facing some of the problems that we have been facing for the last 2 years. How we have violated nature, the earth, the sky, and air, everything. And as a result, nature itself hits you back. There comes the message of Jesus. You should not be greedy. You should be able to practice this self-chosen poverty. It is, we cannot actually say enough or praise enough. We can emphasize enough the relevance of this message. The ability to say no to our own greed, to our own this relentless pursuit of luxury and enjoyment. So I would like to conclude this message, because there are many aspects of Jesus' personality which are important, which most of you are familiar with. But those of us who are living in this, let us say, post-pandemic age, hopefully we have left behind the most dangerous phase of that global problem, though it is not completely, it is far from being completely over. But still, during this time, perhaps we can listen to the voice of Jesus, the ability to say no, the ability to say no to our own greed. Don't disturb nature. Don't disturb our fellow living beings inhabiting this planet. And if we pollute air and water, the sky, and whatever the earth has given us, then we will not be able to escape from this reminder that nature itself gives us, that you cannot be in charge of this world. When we are faced with this crippling, helpless situation of being reminded of our own helplessness in the face of problems which are really our own making, then only we can understand the relevance of Jesus. The simple pastoral setting in which he lived, taught, preached, and which he gave to the rest of the world. That message, going back to nature, being part of the nature in which we are living, and be in friendly terms with nature, looking upon nature and accepting nature with gratitude, with friendship, with broad-mindedness, with gratitude, even everything above everything, with gratitude. That's the message that Jesus has to give us to our times. And I want to conclude this message by wishing all of you a happy, Merry Christmas and New Year. We should always remember Jesus has a message for everyone who is living today. Not only to those who are formerly members of a particular denomination or a church. Jesus came for humanity and lived for humanity, and his message has a relevance for humanity, for all times to come, for everyone. And perhaps the most telling, the loudest voice that comes from the teachings of Jesus is, you should be mindful of the environment, of the earth, of the sky and water, of the planet on which you are living. And if you don't do that, you have to face a problem, and we'll be reminded, it may be in a very unpleasant language, of the fact that we cannot pretend to be in charge of our own destiny. We cannot pretend to be in charge of our own affairs. If we don't listen to this message of Jesus, going back to nature, live in close proximity and friendship with nature, nature itself may be one day inclined to remind us in a very unpleasant language that we cannot be in charge of our own affairs. We will have to listen to the voice coming from Jesus. So thank you very much. Again, I wish you, all of you, a happy New Year and Merry Christmas.